It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the web. As you know, today, the big talk is about the Toyota gas pedals. You heard the problem with the gas pedal sticking on the carpet, on the floor mat? Well, think about it, folks. Maybe it wasn't the floor mat. I mean, think about this. How long have we used floor mats in our cars? Since day one, right? How come we never had a throttle sticking on the floor mat? Okay? And to stick it on the floor mat, you got to put the pedal to the metal. You have to, if you want it to stick. Well, how many people drive pedal to the metal on the roads? I don't think too many people do that. And when you put the pedal to the metal and you release the gas pedal, you expect it to come back, and if it sticks, you're anticipating it already. But if the gas accelerates on its own, the gas pedal accelerates on its own without you stepping on it, that you're not ready for. So, to clear the air and to bring you up to speed, there are only some models on the Toyotas that you have to beware of. And from what I understand, they're not supposed to be sold and until they have the problem fixed. Well, our star over here is driving a 2010 and just got it before, after they said not to sell it. So, what is your take on that, Wanda?
You mean, what is my take on that?
Yeah, what happened when you picked up your 2010?
Well, I asked them about the recall on the gas pedal, and they kind of just brushed me off.
Yeah, because you already got the car. They don't have to song and dance you no more. When you come back for the next time, then they'll song and dance you to buy the next car.
Mm-hmm.
That's how, don't you know, that's how salesmen are.
And he said that he'll check into it and call me back.
Did he?
No.
Mm-hmm. What company was that? Servco. But you know, when Tom Fukunaga was alive, the owner, when anybody say they're going to call you back, they call you back. Well, you know what happens when the younger generation take over? All that premium stuff is gone. You end up with regular. So, what's up with that? Anyway, Damian Farias is supposed to call in and kind of explain more in detail on the Toyota. So, we'll be hearing from him soon. My advice to you is, if you know you're driving with one of those pedal to the metal type cars, when you're coming to a stop, put it in neutral. Especially when you have children crossing. Whenever there's children around, put it in neutral. So if the car wants to accelerate, let it accelerate, because it's not going to go anywhere as long as you have it in neutral. Okay? Remember this now. Don't call me and tell me later on you ran over some people. Okay? And you pedestrians, and this, I want the help of everybody. Pass the word around. The law says that you're right, pedestrian is right, but don't be dead right, especially with this kind of cars on the road. Be careful. When you're crossing in front of the Toyotas, run. Don't take your time. The car may run you over. Not the fault of the driver, but the car. Okay? This is happening all over. So be careful. Don't get in front or in the back of these cars. The way you can tell which car it is you open the driver's door and you look on the post where it was manufactured. If it was manufactured in Japan, you're pretty safe. Okay? So, who we have on the phone?
We have Rob from Ainohaino.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, George.
You're early today.
Excuse me?
You're early today.
Yeah, I wanted to get in early because the line gets long later on, you know?
I know.
It's like getting into a good, you know, Ono restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's because it's an Ono show. George, I wanted to update you on a couple of things.
Okay.
The first thing was I went in on Wednesday or Thursday, and I surrendered my plate to DMV for the T-Bird.
Mm-hmm.
And it was completely painless. The lady had me fill out one form, which was really simple. You know, my name, address, vehicle ID number, signature, and then she came back with a new. I guess they print up like a. Oh no, they stamped over my original registration card.
Mm-hmm.
That it was a suspend, you know, my plates were voluntarily,
surrendered,
yeah, jeez, I hate that word, and that was it,
mm-hmm.
And then she told me, you know, if I needed to, I could just fax or send a copy of that to my insurance company, but since I've been doing with my business with my insurance company so long, when I told them I was going to do that, they, you know, that was it, you know, so I didn't have to verify or prove it personally.
You shouldn't have to.
Yeah. So anyway, that was one thing. So I just wanted to let Tom and all our friends out there know that if you ever need to do that, it's no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And my registration expired at the end, you know, at the end of this coming month, February, so, you know. I got in a little bit early.
Okay.
The other thing was that Toyota, suspension of Toyota sales because of the sticking accelerator pedal.
Mm-hmm.
And the other, very early in the morning, I was able to hear the actual phone call of one of the families that was killed. It really set off that whole thing. And I remember we talked about it on your show quite a while ago, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard the actual call again, George, and it was really scary because he was an off-duty CHP officer in California.
Mm-hmm.
He was with his wife and his two kids. The pedal stuck. He calls in to 911. He identifies himself. He's scared as hell. He says, I'm up to 120 miles per hour, and I'm headed for an intersection. And the dispatcher that he's talking to tells him, can't you put it in neutral? Turn off the engine. And then the last words the officer says is, oh, my God, everybody pray. And then, you know, and then there's the impact, which killed everybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he just didn't, he wasn't thinking, and he didn't react properly like you've mentioned. And I thought it's a good thing to talk about it again, just in case anybody ever does get in trouble, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I got, George.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rob. Well, you wonder why didn't the policeman put the car in neutral?
I don't know. Maybe he panicked.
Oh, no. I've seen racers do that, too.
What, panic?
I don't know. I don't know if it was panic.
Maybe they just, the brain just shut down.
They're racing. They go through the quarter mile, and they find that the throttle is stuck wide open. And instead of putting it in neutral, I don't know what they're doing. They ride it all away with the thing in gear.
I think they're panicking and they can't think.
I don't know. I don't understand. But I've been in a situation like that where a throttle was stuck on a vehicle and, you know, I put it in neutral. The only thing on my case...
Still crashed.
No. The shifter broke. And it was still in gear. That's scary because you're thinking, okay, what is the shifter doing in your hand? And it's still going. So you go for the key and turn it off. But when the engine is at high rev, it doesn't just shut down right then and there. So I don't know. Go figure that. So it is a problem, and I think we all got to spread the word, help each other to be safe. And the safest thing to do is when coming to a stop with one of those cars, to put it in neutral. Leave it in neutral, and when it's time for you to go, put it back in gear and go when it's clear. You know, until they can fix this problem. And I think the problem is they have to change the accelerator pedal. They have two pedals, two makes of pedals. One is from Japan, and the other one is what they call a CTS. That's a Charlie Tom Sugar. Okay? And I think I showed it on Channel 2 News the other evening. How to identify if you got a CTS. The CTS has a rectangular, I call it a badge, on the side of the switch. You got to get out under your dashboard with a flashlight and look at it. And the one from Japan, the good one, I guess it was Nippon. It's called Nippon, meaning made in Japan. It has a circle, a round circle badge. So pretty easy to identify. But I'll read out the vehicles that are involved with this. It's from 05 to 2010 Avalons, 07 to 2010 Camrys, 09 to 2010 Corollas, and Highlanders, the 2010 Highlander, 09, 010 Matrix, 09 RAV4, 08 Sequoia, and 07 Tundra. Those are the vehicles, from what I understand, is involved with all this update or whatever. And hopefully they can get it squared away early enough and not lose any more lives. So, anyway, so much for that. Okay? So, if you have any questions, give us a call at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. I would rather you call on the air than at my office. I've been flooded with calls ever since that TV thing came on about the Toyota. Okay, so mothballs is still a good thing to use in your cars. It gives better gas mileage and keeps the mechanic away. Some people have been saying, especially boaters, that they have water in the gas, and it's affecting their engines. Well, if you have water in your gas today, it contains ethanol. When you put water into gasoline, the ethanol is attracted and goes into the water. And that's how the ethanol is removed from gasoline, by having water in it. Okay? So, who we have on the line?
We have Kathy from Kailua.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, George. I really like your program.
Thank you.
I didn't really used to be interested in cars that much till I started listening to your program, and now my husband thinks it's funny I'm interested in cars now. Hey, listen, what kind of a truck does Scott Brown from Massachusetts drive?
Who?
You know how he campaigned out of his truck and they keep talking about his truck?
Uh-huh.
What kind of truck does he drive? Do you know?
No, I don't.
Can I say something political?
Sure.
Okay, because I know you talk about other things, not just cars.
Right.
You know, I wanted to tell everybody, I think that Barack Obama, even though, you know, he's from here, he's putting our country in grave danger. We are in grave danger economically, terroristically, and internationally. And I just wanted to give my opinion.
Okay.
So, but I was very interested to find out. I keep hearing about Scott Brown's truck. And I thought, what kind of truck? George would know.
No, I don't know.
Okay, maybe somebody could call in and tell us.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, thanks, George.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Aloha. Okay, Wanda, what's your trivia? Same one?
Same trivia. But before I get to the trivia, you know, that comment that Kathy just made, mm-hmm. I think when people start doing their tax returns for last year, they'll find out.
They'll find out?
They'll find out.
Why?
How much we're losing.
How much we're losing?
Yeah, when you think you're always getting back a return, see how much you get back, Nick, for last year.
Hmm. Okay. Anyway, give us a call if you have the answer to that. Whatever Kathy was asking about what kind of truck he was driving. And all this political stuff gets you really going. You know, got to get involved, folks. 296-5467 is our number.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
Whether it's your fuel system, your steering, carburetor, or injector systems, using Royal Purple products with its extended oil life saves time, money, and the environment. Royal Purple's superior oxidation stability means oil changes can be extended up to 12,000 miles or more, depending on the equipment.
For the health of your car and the longevity of your engine, use only Royal Purple.
On Oahu, Royal Purple products are available at Pflugger Honda Yamaha, New City Nissan, Quick Fix Cycles, Harvey Maeda on Kauai, and Maui Toyota on Maui.
Since 1978, Pearl City Transmission has proved quality, dedication, and exceptional service to their customers. Pearl City Transmission has grown to meet the needs of their customers with a 12,000 square foot location in the YPO Gentry Business Park. Ian Nakashima, with the help of his family and a crew of expert technicians, gives you top-notch diagnostic services and repairs. Be aware of imitators and remember there's only one Pearl City Transmission. Pearl City Transmission in the YPO Gentry Business Park. Call them at 671-8767.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I saved my pennies and I saved my dimes.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And how's Rolling Bob?
Rolling Bob is rolling along happy. I have a Kia, and not a Toyota.
I thought everybody has key.
But, you know, you were talking about what I was thinking about the other day after I heard all the news about the recall. The one thing that fascinated me was it was all the American-made cars. And it's the American products. And I'm going, well, why is that? There's got to be something more to it than that. But like you were saying, I still see people driving Toyotas all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
None of them are parked.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think they're worrying too much about the gas pedal sticking.
It's not sticking, Bob. It accelerates on its own.
Right. But you know what I mean. They're obviously not worrying about it.
No.
Because otherwise you would not go anywhere.
Yeah, because they have this thing in the mind, local people have. Sue them.
Yeah. Well, you know, it didn't happen to me. Yeah, sue them when you're dead.
Yeah.
And everybody else gets the money, and they talk about how much they miss you as they're going on a trip.
Yep.
Oh, gee, I wish Bob was here. Too bad he ran into that back of that bus. But we did get a nice house out of it, so, you know. But other than that, life's good. I'm glad the sun is coming out. It was pouring rain this morning when I came in. And as always, like you say, George, there's three or four people driving around with no lights on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they can see where they're going in the rain. I can't see them. I almost run over them. And, you know, they're just oblivious, just driving along.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so, you know, but I'm feeling pretty good today. I'm kind of surprised that the mayor and the governor are kind of, you know, sniping back and forth about the rail and this and that. And, you know, it's that time, you know, politics.
Mm-hmm.
And then they blame the governor because of the schools closing. When the union closed, I don't know. I shouldn't get started on that because somebody will call up and beat me up and then I'll turn my day around. So I'm going to end on a pleasant note.
Yeah, good idea.
Okay, so as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay, give us a call at 296-5467. 296-5467.
Okay? What happened to Damien?
I think he lost the number. He's trying to find the number.
I tried to get a car from him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And?
But it had to be leased, and his son said that they don't, I guess their lease agreements aren't that great.
Hmm. Okay, but as Bob said, now that he's off the air, education should be number one. I don't give a rat's you know what if it's the union or the governor, the whoever. What's the matter with these adults? I'd like to know. If there's any union people or whoever it is involved with this cutting of education, the furloughs, I'd like to know. Why the children are not number one? Why? It really blows me out of the water. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Tom from Honolulu.
Hi, Tom.
George, enjoying your program today.
Thank you.
Hey, I have a 96 Dodge Dakota pickup truck, and I had the tranny rebuilt when it hit about 162,000 miles, and it's got about 210,000 on it now, and I noticed now in the morning, when I first started up and I first leave, it kind of slips a little bit, but then it'll be good all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just in the morning that mm-hmm. it does that. But mm-hmm. otherwise, it seems fine. I'm wondering what you think might be going on.
Sounds like it's going out again.
Going out again, huh?
You should have put Royal Purple in.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
Yeah.
I will next time. So you think it's for sure going out, not just something?
It's starting to go again.
All right. All right, well, I'll take it in and get it checked out.
Who took it to?
The guy's down in Mapunapuna. I said it's All Trans.
I would recommend Pearl City Trans.
Pearl City, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take it to those guys then.
How long ago was that trans done?
It's been a few years now. It's 162,000 miles on it when it was done. It's got 210 on it now, so it's about 50,000 miles ago.
Okay. Hmm.
And I know their warranty was only like 12,000 miles.
Yeah, I would recommend take it to Pearl City Trans, but tell him to use Royal Purple.
Okay, Royal Purple.
Yes.
All right, thanks, George.
Okay.
All right,
bye-bye. Okay, who's next?
Well, here we got the famous Damien Farias from Maui Toyota.
Hey, Damien.
Hi, George. I'm sorry, I forgot. I meant that Luna Lulu Home, they have a little celebration for the elderly up here, so.
Oh, I thought you were signing up.
No, not yet. I gave them a Sienna van last year for the for them to use to transport their senior citizens around. So.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah, so I get invited.
Yeah. I don't see the Sienna van on here.
No, it's not.
On
no,
the, it's not the on list, there. Yeah.
No, that's true.
So it's a good van.
Yeah, it was made in the right place.
Yeah. Yeah, so can you explain to the listeners about this big hoopla about the throttle?
Okay, the best I can. I understand last night that they've sent a notice out that they have found the fix. There's a fix and a replacement unit that's been manufactured right now by CTS. It's going to be sent out to all the manufacturing positions and eventually to dealers, and I hope sometime next week, maybe Monday or Tuesday, they'll announce when they can start taking the cars in to have the adjustments or the throttle assembly exchange or change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in Hawaii, we were a little bit luckier than on the mainland because the mainland, they couldn't sell any of the RAV4s. And in Hawaii, we don't have that problem with all our RAV4s that came to us from Japan. And some of the Highlanders, they can't sell in the mainland. We can sell here. It depends on serial number on the vehicle. If it starts with a JT, it's manufactured in Japan. If it's a 1K or 1NX or some other configuration other or serial number other than starting with a JT, then it could be required to be inspected.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they find the CTS as the manufacturer of the throttle assembly, then it has to be changed.
Hmm. Is that company CTS going to eat the cost?
Well, that's got to be worked out between CTS and Toyota manufacturing.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's no cost to the customer or to the dealers will get reimbursed for doing the warranty work on the vehicles when they come in for an adjustment and exchange.
Okay, on this Camrys, are they allowed in Hawaii to sell the ones with the CTS?
Actually, they've been told not to sell it, to hold it on until the bodies are changed. And there was a memo sent out to all of the Hawaii Auto Dealers by the Hawaii Auto Dealers Association, telling them that if they had those certain vehicles and we gave them the specifications or the guidelines of where the serial numbers were, if they had any of them in their stock, not to sell them as a safety courtesy.
Mm-hmm.
And that the Serfco would work closely with them to make sure that as soon as the replacement or the fixes were available to us, that their cars would be taken care of also, as well as the retail customers.
Hmm. How come they sold one to one, though?
Well, it depends. If they deliver the car before the notice came out by Toyota, if when they were told or directed by Toyota because of the National Highway Safety decisions they had made to stop selling it. But I think that came out, I think it was Tuesday of this week.
Tuesday?
I think it was Monday or Tuesday.
Monday.
Monday, okay. Because we had a situation, too, where we had sold one,
mm-hmm.
Tundra.
Mm-hmm.
The customer flew from Kauai to Maui,
mm-hmm.
drove the truck, said he wanted it, put us in a deposit, signed the purchase order, got Bank of Hawaii. I first wanted bank financing because of the special financing rate. Gave us a deposit. Everything was fine. We made the arrangements to ship the car to Kauai, and that was done on the 23rd of February.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the deal was already made. But we decided to contact the customer because, you know, when you have a contract with somebody, it's a binding contract.
Mm-hmm.
That they agreed to buy. We call them and explain to them what the situation was.
Mm-hmm.
And we told them that we couldn't renege on the contract, but gave them all the facts about what had happened, what was going to happen, what we were waiting for, the fix and everything. And we told him, well, it was his decision. If he wanted, we would ship it to him because he bought it before we were told not to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll make a long story short, he decided to leave it with us until the fix was found. And then once we do the factory adjustments on the vehicle as prescribed by the warranty. Then we'll ship the car to them to Kauai.
That was smart.
Yeah.
So,
but, you know, one thing I noticed that people of Hawaii, they're a lot more understanding about things that happen without, it's not in the dealer's control.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen some stories on the national television that showed some people, they're swearing, they're asking to get their money back and doing all kind of crazy things. And it's not something that, it's not something that anybody did on purpose. I mean, it's just that if life was perfect, if everything we manufactured was perfect, there would be no need for a warranty on your toaster,
mm-hmm.
your coffee maker, your refrigerator, your
mm-hmm.
washing machine or anything. But, you know, things are not 100% perfect. Even people, we come into this world and we're not perfect.
That's right.
But, you know, people of Hawaii are very, very understanding. It's very well appreciated by some of the dealers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else you wanted to add to that?
No, it's just that, you know, the crazy thing is with the economy as down as it is and everybody's sales are off and nobody's making money, you know, you get hit with another thing like this. But then again, you know, if you can't stand the heat, you got to get out of the kitchen. And
mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's just the way life is. You got to take what it, you know, play with the cards that you're dealt.
Right. Did you see me on Channel 2 News?
Yes, I did. Hey, how come you look better on TV than you do in person?
Oh, and that's all the makeup then. Okay, thanks, Damien.
Yeah, thank you, too. You did a good job. I explained to Steve what was going on. That was appreciated also.
Okay.
All
right,
George. Yeah, you're
Aloha.
Welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay. You got any questions, give us a call at 296-5467.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice. And your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumualii Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
According to the editors of Hot Rod Magazine,
we've torn down some of our dyno engines that have been seriously abused, but with Royal Purple in the pan, the bearings have looked new. Royal Purple actually improves the condition of metal surfaces by remaining long after pressure would have been squeezed out of ordinary lubricants. Royal Purple responds to increased pressure with increased viscosity.
To keep your car running its best, use only Royal Purple. On Oahu, Royal Purple products are available at Tiki Cycles Unlimited. On the Big Island, it's Magoo's Auto Parts, Maui Toyota on Maui, and Harvey Maena on Kauai.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back again, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101. Mario Yano has a perfect solution for putting valuables in the car and keeping it safe. If you have a trailer hitch, he has a little miniature safe that goes into the trailer hitch, and you can put your money or your driver's license or whatever in there and lock it up when you go to the beach. You can give Mario a call. Mario's number is 497-7739. That's 497-7739. And he can better explain it to you. Okay? Especially for you people that lock your key in the car. Good idea to have something like that. Okay, and the IBIZ wax is the wax to use. I recommend it. Easy to use. Wipe on, wipe off. You don't let it dry. So you do small sections at a time. You can buy it from Harvey Maeda on Kauai. And Harvey's number is 245-6523. Or Todd on Oahu. And Todd's number is 294-8500. Okay? So, anyway, if you got any questions about these Toyota problems, you can give me a call, and I'll try to help you with that, or answer the trivia question and win a prize from Crestec Cleaning Center. Crestec has good stuff there, and I don't know if the Degrees of 2000 is part of the prize, but that would be pretty good.
Okay, I better give out the trivia question then.
Mm-hmm.
What percentage of the 1983 Honolulu Marathon runners were from the state of Hawaii?
Good one. Heads up, folks. This new investment thing, for those of you that would like to invest in something that will become very valuable later on down the road. It's a 2011 Shelby GT350 Mustang. It's got Carroll Shelby signature all over it, and pretty reasonable. Now, the deal is, you got to purchase a brand new 2011 Mustang GT, have the dealer send it to Carroll Shelby's factory in Las Vegas. The charge is $33,000 to convert that car into a Shelby Mustang. The only thing that you will be left with is the shell. They changed the interior, the suspension springs, rear axle housing, transmission, drive shaft, and engine. And a complete interior to a Shelby Cobra. So, it's a Shelby 350, GT 350. So, go check it out. Okay, who's on the line?
We have Louis from Waipahu.
Hi, Louis.
Hello. Yes, I have a question. I have a Mercury Tracer.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm going and I turn right, the car seems to die off, Dot. Only when I turn right. When I turn left, it doesn't die off.
Then keep turning left.
Seems there's more right turns than left turns.
Yeah. See, that's a good one. You might have a connection that's bad, and every time you turn right, it breaks connection. Or...
Electrical or...
Yeah, it's electrical.
Not the fuel pump.
No. The fuel pump is in the gas tank.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be electrical, you think, huh?
Yes.
Okay. I have a guess on the trivia.
Okay.
27%.
Call us back and try again.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Who's next?
We have Lei on the line from Pearl City.
Hi, Lei.
Oh, hi. Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Okay, my answer is 88.1.
88.1?
Right.
Call us back and try again. Thank you.
Okay,
we got the famous Celine Steve on the line.
Oh, no, hang up the phone.
Hello there. Okay, I got the answer for that lady. The lady wants to know what kind of pickup truck does Scott Brown have?
Yeah, whoever.
Yeah, Scott Brown. He's the senator-elect from Massachusetts. He beat Martha Coakley. He's the Republican that won Ted Kennedy's old seat, yeah, from Massachusetts. Anyway, Scott Brown drives a black GMC Sierra truck, pickup truck.
Black?
Yeah, black. GMC Sierra.
I thought it was brown.
No, black.
Okay.
And he was campaigning all over Massachusetts in a pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
See? That's one thing, right, George? You can criticize the guy, but you cannot criticize what kind of car he drives, especially when he drives a truck, right?
Not the GM truck.
Hey.
Not a GM truck. No.
He bought a GM truck.
Ford.
Yeah, I know. We drive Fords, but that's okay. But that's
see?
Okay. Can't give the guy a hand. You know what I mean? He's just an American car, right?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, that's all I have to say on that one.
Oh, okay.
And hopefully, makes his car out of the garage after he's
mm-hmm.
Okay,
well, if he stops adding on more things, then I can finish his car. But every day he comes in and say, oh, I want to add this on. I want to add that on. Yeah. Gee.
But his car's going to be nice in his fall.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty, that's for sure.
Yeah, a lot of bling.
Yeah.
Okay, take care. Okay. Have a nice weekend. Bye-bye.
Gee, Wanda, I told you, hang up the phone.
Okay, we have Jose from Waikiki.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, George. It's kind of similar to the other guy's problem. I have a 74 VW bus,
mm-hmm.
and every time I step on the brake, when I just started, right,
mm-hmm.
and I go, I step on the brake, it dies.
Then don't step the brake.
I wish there was some way to stop it, man. I've used my handbrake to stop it.
Okay, so... What happens if you use a handbrake?
Well, it stops, but it doesn't die.
Okay.
Go check the
power booster on that car.
The power booster?
Yeah, you know your brake power booster?
Okay.
Yeah, if you step your brake and the engine die, there's a leak in the power booster.
The power booster, okay. Yeah, because it's only on when, you know.
Yeah, so that's why I said to try it with the parking brake instead. And if it doesn't die, then something's wrong with your power booster.
Okay. It's not electric, huh?
No. Yours is vacuum.
Okay, because I've noticed that when I have the headlights on,
mm-hmm.
it kind of, you know, dims a little bit, but not that much.
That's your alternator.
Okay.
Your alternator's too weak.
Okay. Okay, I'll check the power booster first.
Okay.
Okie dokie. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling. Okay.
We have Len from Makiki.
Who?
Len from Makiki.
Oh, hi, Len.
Good show.
Thank you.
Your Toyota dealers, are they going to be talking to the customers, or is there a postcard coming from Toyota?
I doubt it.
So you have to kind of be proactive. And,
yes.
And as you say, check underneath to see what number is this, that.
Yeah, all you got to do is open your driver's door, and on the post, the body side, there's a sticker. Mm-hmm. And you look at the sticker, it'll say where it's made. If it's made any place other than Japan, you got one of those that will accelerate.
Yeah. Because several friends of mine, I asked them, what's the scoop? And they said, well, you haven't heard anything. So they have to be proactive, in other words.
Oh, yeah. They're not going to say, because Wanda here just got hers delivered when they're not supposed to deliver the car.
Yeah.
And she asked them, and they never even got back to her.
Like to guess on the trivia.
Okay.
17%.
Call us back and try again.
Okay.
Here we go. 296-5467.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with the uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Q-Case truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or 282-4031. Or visit our website at qcakeshawaii.com.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimuki, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Why should you or anyone you know use Royal Purple in their cars? Why use Royal Purple at all? Numerous independent tests and user testimonials document performance gains by using Royal Purple lubricants, including increased horsepower and torque, reduced wear, improved fuel economy, reduced heat, and for your part to help the environment, reduced emissions.
On Oahu, Royal Purple products are available at Crestec Cleaning Center, Tiki Cycles Unlimited, Tony Nissan Volkswagen. On the Big Island, it's Magoo's Auto Parts.
We're back rolling again. And give us a call at 296-5467. Okay, who do we have?
We have Tadashi from Honolulu.
Hi.
Hey, George. I have a 2000 Lexus DS300. I had the alignment done, and they suspect in all green, you know how they do that?
What's that?
You know how they set the specs and they put it in that green?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So the car was pulling to the right, is the reason I brought it in anyway. Then they told me that, well, it's on spec, but it has a radial pull. But the tires were brand new. So I'm wondering, I've heard of something, and I'm not sure, but is there a centering valve in the rack that can act for the pull?
No. What about the tire pressure?
The tire pressure I checked, and it does contribute a little bit, but when I brought it to, let's say, 30 on both sides, it still pulls a little bit.
What kind of tire you got?
They're aftermarket tires.
And how much air pressure you have in there?
I put like 32.
That's way too low.
Okay, way too low.
Yeah, way too low. I mean, you can run it there. It's going to eat the hell out of your gas and eat the hell out of your tires.
What do you recommend?
44.
44, cold?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the mistake a lot of people do, is they underinflate the tires. And they say, oh, but Costco said it's 30 pounds and so-and-so Goodyear said 30 pounds, and hello, folks.
Is that what it says on the tire?
I'm not sure. I didn't even check. I just thought from the old days, yeah, it's doing like 30.
No, no, no. You got to keep up with the times now, and a lot of local people not keeping up. They're way back.
No, I'm older now. I cannot read that small.
Yeah, you got to put magnifying glass. See, the tire companies don't want you to put the right pressure too, because think, they want to sell you tires.
Yeah.
They don't want your car to go longer on the tire.
So 44 all the way around pulled.
Yes.
Okay, thanks, George.
And the pulling could be because of the cords on the tire. Try switching the left to the right.
Well, they're unidirectional, so I went front to back. And then the tires are brand new.
Yeah.
And all the place I took it to said that there was a radio pull, but I said, well.
Who did the alignment?
Well, I don't really know. Yeah, it's just one of those national companies. That such as Firestone or Goodyear.
I can check it for you.
All
you got to do is look.
Okay.
You know, today's cars.
Yeah.
You don't need to be a rocket scientist to align it, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, on the inside of the tire.
Yeah.
If you get a yardstick, you know, they still have yardstick? The 3-foot ruler?
Yeah.
Okay. Put it on the inside of the tire, okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, as high as you can without touching anything, yeah? Flush against the inside and against the inside of the other one, okay? And you look down the straight with the ruler and see, now this is, your tire's got to be straight, pointed straight forward. You're supposed to see just about half an inch of the back tire's inner thread. Got it?
Half an inch of the back of the tire, inner thread.
The back tire inner thread. Yeah, so you're making like a string straight back to the back tire, and you're supposed to see half inch of the inside thread on each tire. And if it's not the same, then they didn't align it right.
Okay?
Okay,
I'll try that.
Okay.
Thanks, George.
Thanks for calling.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, we have Bob from Kona.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, George. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
I got a story about locking the keys in a truck.
Uh-huh.
So I'm in a Walmart parking lot. I'm on the cell phone, not thinking, and I close the door, and I lock the keys inside the truck.
Mm-hmm.
I go, oh, my God, what do I do? I got a spare keys at home 20 miles away. What do? Hitchhike home, call
them. Oh, boy.
So I had one window on the driver's side down 2 inches.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm at Walmart, so I figure, well, I'm going to walk over to the garden center and see what I can find, and maybe I can find a solution. So I found on bamboo pole about maybe 4 feet long and a piece of a wire stake with an eye on it, and I got $2 worth of duct tape. I duct taped the little steel stake to the bamboo stake.
Mm-hmm.
I reached in across to the opposite door, the passenger door. I was able to hook on the handle and open the door.
Good.
For like $2, I solved my problem.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's the story I have for you.
Does your truck have a trailer hitch?
Yeah.
Well, call Mario. He has something that you can put in the trailer hitch hole and lock it.
That's a good idea.
You can carry his spare key.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, George.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Cal from Waimanalo.
Hi, Cal.
Hello, George. A question on that tire pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I got a 97 Ford Explorer. I used to pull to the right all the time. And I put in 30 pounds of pressure on all four tires. It ran straight for a while, but now it's pulling again.
Mm-hmm.
But I went to check my tire pressure. It was down 25 on the back rears. And I guess there's no problems. That's the one I was putting. But I think 32 pounds would be okay for the tire, but
that's... You know, on the sidewall of the tire, there's a small print says max air pressure. That's what I recommend putting it at.
At what? So I've been putting 30 pounds. Should I go higher than that, Doug?
Oh, yeah.
About how high? Let's say that.
What kind of tire you got on that?
Goodyear.
Goodyear.
What's that?
What kind of tire?
Goodyear.
What kind of tire you got on that?
Is that a truck tire or car tire?
Yes, Goodyear.
Okay.
Should I increase that to about 32, even 34 pounds?
Well, I would go 40.
You would go 40?
Yes.
Yeah, well, kind of correct me and make my car going straight, yeah?
Well, I don't know about going straight, but you're going to save the tire from wearing out, and you're going to save gasoline.
Is it because the tire is underinflated, that's why you're pulling?
Could be.
All right, I'll try that. You say about 40 pounds, Doug?
Yes.
All right, I'll try that. And then I'll call you back if it works well.
Okay.
Thank you very much. You have a good show, sir.
Thank you. Okay, give us a call at 296-5467 if you got a questions or whatever. Our show is flexible. We don't have a schedule to go on. So, whatever. Okay? If you're going to have a brake job done on European cars, European now, replace the rotor. Do not have them reface it. Replace the rotor. Because right from factory, it's already thin. And refacing it makes it thinner and will not stop as good as with the new rotors. Stopping is important. Okay? So, remember that. Change the rotors. Okay? So, who's next?
We have Eddie from IAL.
Hi, Eddie.
Oh, not Eddie, but, you know, I asked you last time about the HF transmission. And I called Crestec, and they have ATF transmission.
Okay.
So what's the difference?
You can go buy what is called the Synchromax. The Synchromax is exactly the same as the HF.
And Crestec has it?
Yes.
Synchromax?
Yes.
Oh, because they, all they said was ATF, so.
Yeah, they're not too up on it this way.
So how do you spell Synchromax?
S-Y-N-C-R-O.
S-Y-N-C-R-O.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's for any car?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
okay.
That's the transmission fluid, yeah?
Right.
Okay, thank you. And okay. To replace the transmission fluid, I have to take it down to a shop or something, right?
Right. We can do it for you.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Ouch. Anyway. Okay, so any questions on the Toyota? I don't hear anybody saying anything. So, when did you get your Camaro, your Camry?
Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Like around, I don't know, 10:30 in the morning.
Oh, they're not supposed to give it to you. Anyway. I'd like to thank all of the callers for calling in and participating, making a very interesting show. It's very interesting hearing from all of you people. Anyway, take care of each other and remember, spread the word about being safe. Yes, you are right in the crosswalk, but you don't want to be dead right. So move it. Get out of the way of the Toyotas. They're coming. Okay? Take care of each other, drive carefully, and I'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
KHNR